Friendship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is wonderful to be able to bring this word to you today. We're going to look at Matthew. And we're looking at the 18th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 21. It says this: Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? No, not seven times, Jesus replied, but 70 times seven. Jesus was making a clear point there. And basically he was saying, there is no number. If you need to forgive 100 million times, then that's how many times you need to forgive. Because my Heavenly Father does just that. How many times have you sinned, beloved? How many times have you done wrong? And how many times have you gone to God and said, Lord God, forgive me, I pray in Jesus' name? And how many times have you done the same thing again? Time and time and time again. And again. And again. And that is what Jesus is saying here. My Father in heaven is going to continually forgive you because that is who he is. A little while ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, but a little while ago, about a month ago, I brought you a word, and in that word, we prayed, you and I, we prayed that God would shine his torch on every single aspect of our life. Do you remember that? Can you remember me bringing you that word? Well, if you can't, it's not a problem. If you can, then I am here to tell you that not only did God shine the torch in your life, but my Heavenly Father, in his wisdom and in his love and in his awesome love, shined his torch into my life and found quite a few things he wanted to sort out. And the things that he wanted to sort out became very powerful and very painful. And that's what's been happening to me, certainly over the last few weeks. I feel that the Lord was saying to me, I'm sifting you like wheat, as he did to Peter. My Father is so gracious and so loving and has helped me through this pain and this suffering in an amazing way that I could not begin to describe to you, really. Just to say that my life has been completely and utterly changed because of what has happened. And because of that prayer, I remember preaching that word and saying to you at the time, this prayer we're going to pray is a dangerous prayer. And I said that tongue in cheek. But indeed it was. Because when Almighty God shines the torch into every recess, every dark recess of your life, and he pinpoints something, he needs it changing. And quite often you can't change it. Quite often you don't know what to do. Oftentimes you will say to the Lord, Lord, you're going to have to help me on this. And when God Almighty helps you on this, then he helps you. And I can tell you this too, that when we declare that God is in control of our lives, our Heavenly Father will, beloved, take control. He will. And he will bring about all sorts of things that happen in your life for your good, what you need to happen. And at the time you think, no, this isn't right. This is not right. But it is right. Because everything works out go with me real quick to Romans. Actually, my Bible's just shut, but we'll go to Romans. Go with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 28. It says this, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who will love God and are called according to his purpose for their lives." Now, firstly, do you love God? I hear a resounding yes. Have you been called according to his purpose for your life? Again, I hear a resounding yes. Well, therefore, you know that whatever God Almighty is doing in your life, not only has he completely forgiven you, but he is shining that torch and saying, "You know what? Sonia, Simon, Philip, Jesse, I want this sorted out. I want you to sort out this situation in your life. It cannot continue any longer. There's unforgiveness there. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. It matters not a jot what it is. What is important is that you take the reins and begin to sort it out. Now, my own personal situation, I'm not going to go into details, there's no point. But in my particular situation, the decision to put right what was wrong was taken completely out of my hands. Completely out of my hands. God Almighty was in control all the way through it. And he said, "This is wrong. I'm in control. I'm going to sort this out." And indeed, that is just what he did. And in reference to that, what he does then is to clean sweep through your life, and then he begins to fill you full of his love, his tender, merciful love, a love that passes all understanding, begins to pour into your life in a way that you have never experienced it before. Now, I know that there have been other people. I know that you have gone through something really similar. When you prayed that prayer with me last month, or whenever it was, I really can't remember. It wasn't that long ago. You have also gone through that. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what God has done in your life. If you don't want to give me the details, that's absolutely fine. What I'd love you to do is to send an email to studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say, "The Lord has used his broom." That's all you've got to say. "The Lord has used his broom." One thing that has happened to me, beloved, is that I have realized that in this ministry that we have here, it has to be less of me and more of him. There has to be nothing really of me. It just has to be Almighty God, so that we can worship him in spirit and in truth and tell him how much we adore him and tell him this because he first loved us. And know this, when we need to be forgiven for the sin in our lives, Jesus is telling us here in Matthew, the 18th chapter. How many times, Lord? Seven times? 70 times 7, says Jesus. 70 times 7. That's how many times I want to forgive you, says Almighty God. I love you because you are my child, and I will always love you. Even to the end of the age, I will love you, says your Lord. And hearing those very words, I know that the tears are cascading down your face, because you need to know that. You need to know that the Lord Jesus, your Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, love you with an all-consuming love that will never, ever let you go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to worship you now, Lord, in spirit and in truth.